Okay, see, after the Shemaya, we'll do the last Gemara before the Mishnah together. No big chidushim, but I'd like to discuss three different things that come out from our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ahi dehavikar lo nefata." It's a woman who had the name Nefata. Azul Sadi, the Edim went kasuv tefata. They miswrote the name. They made a mistake in the name. Amar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Marta Mishmei Durav Asu Edim Shlichusan. The Edim have now done their Shliach. Rashi adds, Nefata Kach Shema Azul Sadi She'am Lem Baal Kisvu Get Utnula. The Baal had said, write the get and give it to her. So they wrote the get, but they wrote it wrong. So also Edim Shlichusan. So you can't write another get. You're going to be stuck. Maskif la Rabba Mika Amalu Kisuvu Chaspa V'Avu Havula. No, he didn't say give a shard. In other words, clearly from this Gemara, you see one mistake in the letter of a name is going to be ma'akev. It's mamish a shard. It's absolutely nothing. So the question is, how can you say asu deim shlichus and they didn't do their shlichus? At the end of the day, they gave a shard, so they should be able to write it again. Elo amar Rabba, vada ikasu sahadi gitim ba'alya v'ibeid. Rabba says, you're right. If the Edim had written a get and they had lost it, asu Edim shlichusan. In such an instance, we would say that they had done their shlichus. So what's Rabba saying? Rabba is saying that since they didn't write a proper get, they didn't do their shlichus. By the way, from Rabba, I'm not going to touch all the implications of this. From Rabba is mashma that once you simply write the get, then you already did the shlichus, even though they didn't give it, right? That's the mashmos of Rabba. Maskif la Rav Nachman mika amelo ksova vanchu bikisaychu. Rav Nachman attacks what I just said from a particular angle, and Rav Nachman says, "Wait a second. In this case, he didn't say to write it and put it in their pocket. Elamer Rav Nachman kosu minos nafil meapam." So Rabba says that Rabba holds once they had written Nefata and then it got lost. So then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. Rav Nachman says it's not going to be a problem and their shlichus isn't complete until they've done it, even if they've done it 100 times. In other words, even if they've written it and lost it, written and lost it, Rav Nachman says you could do it 100 times. Why? See, he says that you haven't fulfilled your shlichus. You haven't fully fulfilled your shlichus. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi continues on. Rashi says, "Asu egdim shlichusan leget echad asam shluchim ve'edim v'arei kisvu get echad ve'enam shluchim od lachsav lichtov get kosher." They're not going to be, once they've done their shlichus of ksiva, then that's enough. V'ibeid, kodem shenasnu'ala. If they lost it after they given it, nevertheless, also edim shlichusam, they've done their shlichus. V'ein rashon lichtov get sheni v'liteinla. Shrei kvar kosvu get kosher. So the opinion, this first opinion holds that once you've done your shlichus for ksiva, that's going to be enough. Kisvu tnu l'shliach, l'shliach shalisha minit. That's the... They have a machlokis between Rabba and Rav Nachman whether the ksiva is going to be the final completion of the shlichus, or the shlichus isn't going to be complete until the get is finally given. Afilu mea pa'amim, even if they lose it, then it's going to... The shlichus will not be complete, and... If they wrote a get with a name that's pasul, it's not going to be complete, even if they've given it, until they do 100 times, then the shlichus is going to be done. Okay. I'm going to start b'siyata d'shmaya first with the Shas part, or the Gittin part of our sugya, and that is there's a massive assumption that our sugya is making that we really need to broaden entirely. And that is the assumption that seems to be throughout the Gemara that you need to have a shlichus for ksiva. That's what our Gemara seems to be assuming. The whole shita of Rabbah is once you've done the ksiva properly, then you've fulfilled the shlichus. Once you've fulfilled the shlichus, then you can't write it again. Then the shlichus is nigmaris, and then you're going to be stuck. You're going to need a new tzivui abal on that. So that assumption is a tremendous, tremendous assumption. Let's start from the psukim themselves. The pasuk says, "V'kasa avla sefer krisus v'nasna biyada," that he writes a sefer krisus and he puts it in her hand. Clearly, the tzivui is for the baal to give his wife a get. We've learned that there is a gzeres hakasav in the daf mem aleph in kedushin that says that you could appoint, both a man could appoint the shliach and a woman could appoint the shliach for this action. So what does v'kasav then mean? I would have learned that v'kasav means that the baal has to write it and the baal has to give it. So then, if that's so, then our sugya is beautiful. That there's no difference between nesina and ksiva. Nesina and ksiva are identical. And therefore, when you make a shliach, once you've done the shliach has done a shlichus. So if you made the shliach to give a get, the shliach has done a shlichus. Rav Nachman just says if it didn't do it effectively, the nesina effectively, then that's going to be a problem. But otherwise, he's done his shlichus. So too, when it comes to ksiva. And Rabbah says that over here, you look at this kisvu tenu, you look at it as if you made a shliach for the ksiva. The problem with this is that there are many Rishonim that don't understand it this way. There are many Rishonim that point out, and we have the Rajba in front of us, that from the Sugyas in the second parak, it's mashma not that way. The Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph talks about, and we discussed some of this in regards to Ksivas Haget, the Sugya of Omer Al Gabav, we had discussed in regards to Eved being apostle, whether Eved is kosher or apostle for Gerishin. So the Gemara has a Hava Mina that just like the Halacha is, that if you have a Katan who is going to reach the stage of Gittin eventually, that maybe an Omer Al Gabav is going to work. So too, says the Gemara, a Nachri and an Omer Al Gabav should also work as well. That a Goy should be able to write again. The Gemara rejects that for the following reason. Gemara says, we don't trust the guy in terms of him writing it Lishma. And the get needs to be written Lishma. So all the Rishonim are bothered, particularly in the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. They're all bothered, as well as Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis on Beis. We always like to have it in front of us on the page. Tosfos and Nibar Maskel, Alav B'nei Deyaninu. Tosfos points out, this long Tosfos, a very, very important Tosfos. It can't be that we're going to learn Gittin, even the 6th and 7th parak, without doing that Tosfos. Tosfos on Chav Beis Amid Beis asks, you know what, let's see it first in the Tosfos. In Dibur HaAsav HaLa B'nei Deya, about 8 lines into Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'im Tomar V'akati HaLa B'nei Shlichus Ninu, Mai Mahani D'Gadol Omer Al Gabav. So Tosfos asks, why would an Omer Al Gabav work altogether? At the end of the day, he's not a bar shlichus. Okay, so the Rajba goes through this in a very, very methodical way. So we're going to see in the Rajba, and we'll come back and see Tosfos's teretz as well. But so what emerges is that over here it sounds like that shlichus is not the only thing that's at play, because what's going to be the answer to the question in regards to a goy? How could you have a havamina of a goy omer al gabav work? The answer will be that you really don't need full-fledged shlichus. In other words, we're going to read the pasuk, v'kasav lo sefer krisus is not a chiyuv on the baal to write it. It needs to be that there is a get that is written. We're going to see in the maskana that means that get has to be written l'shma. But v'nasa biyada, that's going to be active. By the way, there's a stira in Tesis on Daf Tes Amid Beis. In Dibur HaMaskel Afalpi, Tesis points out that the get needs to be written l'shma. A get needs to be written l'shma, and says Tosas in the first narrow line, Dibar Maskel Afalpi, Tosas in the first level, narrow line, La b'nei shlichosu, de'ein shlichos la'akum, that the akum is not a bar shlichos, and that's why he can't write a get. So that Tosas is going to need to explain Daf Chaf Aleph, but what Tosas over there on Tesam Abayz is assuming is that you read V'kasa means the Baal has to write it, V'nasa means that the Baal has to give it, and a Goy is going to be possible maybe for two reasons. Maybe he'll be possible because he can't do Lashma, but he's also going to be possible because he's not a bar Shlichus. So you have that Tosas, I'm putting that Tosas as a foil, Tosas on Tesam Abayz throws out the possibility that you read the pasuk differently, and that is that there is an active chiyuv on the husband both to write the get and to give the get. But the Rajba and Tosas on Chav Beis and Beis are going to learn differently. Both the Rajba and Tosas on Chav Beis and Beis are going to say no. The fact that the Gemara says that the problem is that Akum Adaita Dinafshe Ovid, that he's going to have a problem with Shema, shows us that when it comes to a guy, the problem is only a problem of lishma. Let's take a look and see the Rajva inside. The Ramaskal Miata v'im Taimar Amaylo Mishani Leishani Nachri D'Lavnei Krisus Ninu Hu Avalhani B'nei Krisus Ninu. Now a katan is considered B'nei Krisus L'kishi Yagdil Akatan, when he becomes older. V'shiyitafa Shotas. Now you could reject that assumption that maybe because they're a katan that makes them not B'nei Krisus. But many of the Rishonim assume that that does not make someone a non-B'nai Krisus, and we'll go with the Rajba's assumption. So here, the Rajba says a beautiful Yisod. Essentially, Tosas on Chav Beis and Beis also says it. Big problem with Stira and Tosas. Says the Rajba, V'yesh Lomar, D'lo kapdinan a-B'nai Krisa, Ela b'midi d'tzarach shlichus. So the Rajba says, when are we makbid that the person needs to be a bar Krisus? That's something that requires shlichus. Kedamrila kamon eino even nasa shlich kabel get ishim yad baila. My time will fisha eino b'taris gittin v'kedushin. So that's where we had seen previously that an eved is possible because he's not b'taris gittin v'kedushin. So there we're talking about shlichus as being possible, as being necessary, and where shlichus is necessary, so then a b'nei krisus is going to be necessary as well. What would the Omek HaSvara of that be? So the Omek HaSvara we've touched on is the idea that Shlichus, we know from the Gemara in Ksubas and Ayin Dalet, Moreno Rav Miller mentioned that in the last year, Klali, by the way, if I think it's important for the Chevra, if you can, obviously someone's an onus, just like your onus this year, you can't come. But Rav Miller gave a fantastic shir. I know it's not the sugyas that the guys are doing, but I highly, highly encourage you to come to shir, to learn by an Adam Gadol is a very, very big deal, especially someone, a lot of the Torah is saying, he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he's giving you gems. There aren't many people who've heard Torah from Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Lichtenstein, so many of them have read it, but it's not the same thing. It gets back to what we spoke about Thursday night, Masorah, and so on. So I encourage you. Obviously, they're onsim, but when you're not an onis, I highly encourage you to come. So the Rav Miller pointed out, he mentioned the sugya in Ksubas Andaf Ayin Dalet that says Kol Milsa D'Isa B'Shlichus Isa B'Tnai, that those things that have shlichus, when you could appoint a shlich for them, then you could create a condition. So the way we have Masorah, the way to explain that from Rav Chaim, that the way to understand that Gemara is telling us the following. A Tanai, when you make a Tanai in a Maisa, let's say you make a Tanai in Kedushin, so that shows you're in control of the Kedushin. So when you're in control, what is an indicator that you're in control of it? An indicator of you're in control of it is that you could create a Shliach. So those are two things that go together. Shlichus and Tanai are two things that go together. Shlichus is a reflection of the amount of control that you have, the amount of bailus that you have. The more bailus that you have, so then the more likely you are to be able to make a shliach, and the more likely you are to be able to create a tonight. That is something that you're in control. Now control, unless you have a control freak, is a positive thing. It shows bailus. On the other hand, control also has an Achilles heel that comes with it on its other end. Like Rosenzweig Shlita would say, the strength becomes its weakness. The Hainu. If you're going to say that that it needs you, so then in such a case, it needs someone that's like you. In other words, if you need to clone yourself, then it's more likely to require someone that's like you. So therefore, when it comes to the requirement of needing a B'nai Krisus, so what the Omek of the Rajma is saying is like this. When do you need a Ben Krisus? You're going to need a Ben Krisus in cases where you need Shlichus. Where do you need Shlichus? Where the Torah was Mitzvah, you to do it. So then you can't have a machine do it. Then you can't have someone else do it. Then you can't have Lahavdil or Goy do it. In such a case, then you're not going to be, that you're going to not, but in a case of where you don't have a requirement of Shlichus, so then it could very well be Lo Kaptin on a B'nai Krisus. That's the Omek of what the Rajba is saying over here. The Tosis also says this in a very different way, but according to the way we're learning, it might be the same pshat. So Tosis says in one liner, in Dibra Maskel V'Hola B'nei Dea, first word on the line for the kasha was La Bar Chilitzahu. Then Tosis says V'im Tomar V'akati Ola B'nei Shlichus Nenu Mai Mahani D'God Lo Amir Agabov. V'yeshlomer says Tosis the lobel inon shlichus v'ksiva v'kasav la abakoi el asofer, that v'kasav la is not referring to the Baal. So what's the emek of Tosis? The emek of Tosis is the Rajba. That would be the pshat that we're saying. In other words, if you're going to read v'kasav to be the same thing as v'nasan, so then in such a case, then you're going to say that it requires shlichus, and then it can't be referring to the sofer. But if you're going to say that it doesn't require shlichus, so then it could be referring to the sofer, and then in such a case, you don't need b'nei krisus per se. Continues the Rajba. So here, Rabosa, we get to another very important point in Gittin. I have a double intention over here. One is to learn up our sugya, and the other is to introduce you to the some of the most basic yesodos when it comes to Gittin that we haven't touched on yet. So the Rajba says as follows. The Gemara tells us that when it comes to Gittin or Olin Bar Kol Shel Nachrim, so you have shtaros that were written in a Gentile court. So the Gemara says that it's kosher, forget. Says the Gemara, V'alah B'nei Krisus Ninu, but they're not B'nei Krisus. So Gemara tells us it depends on whether you're going according to Rebbe Lazar or Rebbe Meir. So of course, there's the very famous machlokas between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Lazar holds Eide Mesira Karsi, that you have Eide Mesira that create the get, while Rebbe Meir holds Eide Chasima Karsi. What does that mean? So there are many Rishonim who learn that Rebbe Lazar holds Af Eide Mesira Karsi, that either if you have Eide Chasima or you have Eide Mesira, while Rebbe Meir holds only Eide Chasima Karsi. Either way, if you don't have Eide Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar, Eide Mesira are Karsi. So that's step, of course, Machlokas number one. The secondary Machlokas about Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir, and what they're arguing about is at the core of how do you read the Pasuk Vikasav. According to Rebbe Meir, you need Chasimas Lishma, because he holds Eide Chasima Karsi, and when the Torah says V'kasav, the Torah is saying to have Eidim sign, Lishma. While according to Rebbe Lazar, he holds that V'kasav refers to Ksiva itself, not the Chasimas. So the Eidim are being made on the Ksiva somehow. Eventually we'll discuss the beautiful shir from Rav Salvechik about how the Eidim Asir are made on the Ksiva. That's a very famous thing. Moreno Rav Shechter has one of his greatest pieces on that in the Eretz HaTzvi. But either way, the Eidim Mesira, what you have, the Torah says, V'kasav, you need to write it Lishma, and the Eidim Mesira are going to testify on its kashrus when it's given over. Versus Rebbe Meir, he understands V'kasav is referring to the Eide Chasima. So now, let's continue on. U'mishani yard Reb Shimon l'shita, Reb Shimon is the author of that Mishnah, Shor Reb Elazar da'amar Eidim Mesira Karsi, da'alma mashman to Reb Meir, da'amar Eide Chasima Karsi, Posel kim la bnei krisus nenu umistama kol she posel Rebbe Meir bechasima posel le Rebbe Elazar b'ksiva. So this is the rule. Whatever Rebbe Meir holds is the standard of chasima. For example, he holds v'kasav is referring to chasima, and therefore the chasima needs to be lishma. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the chasima needs to be lishma. V'kol shekasher Rabbi Eliezer b'chasima, kasher amir b'chasima. So you're learning them out from the same pasuk. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer's definition of the get is going to be vikasav. The definition of vikasav is the writing of the get. The definition of vikasav for Rabbi Meir is the signing of the get. Now, what would halacha be about a goy signing on, what would the halacha be about a guy signing on a shtar? Of course he's pasul. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, so what would that say? It would say that a guy can't write a get. So asks the Rajba on himself. He says, wait a second. We just said that according the definition of ikasav is going to define chasimas for Rabbi Meir, is going to define ksiva for Rabbi Eliezer. So what do you see? That according to Rabbi Eliezer, whatever is possible for chasima, in other words, pashut that akum is going to be possible for chasima, so too, when it comes to ksiva, he should be possible as well. So that's the Rajba asking on himself. Obviously, no coincidence that Tosaf appears on Daf Tes Amud Beis, where that's the sugya. Tosaf on Tes Amud Beis is going to be influenced by that assumption in that sugya, and he's going to say, whatever is kosher for this is going to be kosher for that. Whatever is possible for this is going to be possible for that. So therefore, Tosa says, the reason why a guy is going to be possible for writing the get is because you need b'nei krisus. But the Rajba can't say that. He says, yesh lamer de lo dami. You have to differentiate it between two. Mikal makom chasidah sa'edim in Torah sa'edu si yesh lef salman achrim pshun lelav ne krisnu avoksira lazer kim lelav mishum edesu shlichus nami lo be'inan lo paslim mishum lelav ne krisnu ke'echad lo pasl perkei ma'amidim. So basically the Rajba pulls away that equation. And the Rajba says that the requirements, the level of requirements for vikasav according to Rabbi Meir versus the requirement of the kasav for Rabbi Eliezer is going to be different. Dahainu, that Rabbi Meir is going to understand the kasav as being a chiyuv, like pshuto kimashmo, of b'nei krisus. While Rabbi Eliezer is not going to understand it that way. Rabbi Meir is going to understand, like Tosa said, it's on the sofer, and if it's on the sofer, then ain't a chanami, it's not b'nei krisus. So what comes out is the other Rishonim, who hold that a goy is not a bar shlichus, the other Rishonim say that since a goy is not a bar shlichus, a goy can't write the get, even though the Gemara on Chaf Beis on the Beis did not assume that way. So those Rishonim are going to have difficulty in explaining the words v'kasav, and they're going to come out that Rabbi Meir is going to define v'kasav one way, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to define the words v'kasav differently. Okay, that was a tangential point in the Rajba, although I thought it was very important for us to bring that up, just to have clear about how they read the pasuk. But then the Rajba asks on himself from our sugya. So if you didn't follow the last point, it's fine, you could jump in right here, because this now we come back to our sugya. V'im taimer, four lines from the bottom. V'heichi amrina d'ksiva lo bay shlichus. But how can you say ksiva doesn't need shlichus? V'amrit l'kamon sarach shiomer l'sof v'ksov u'leidim chasamo. V'amrina nami ba'hi ma'isit avikor lo v'nafta v'kasvi ini tafata de'ein chosin v'osn l'ger acher mishum de'edim asl shlichus ahem. Alma shlichus bay. So our sugya is actually the largest obstacle to the shita of the Bali Tosas. And that is that our sugya clearly spoke about shlichus when it comes to ksiva. So the Rajba says a fascinating chidush. The Rajba says as follows. V'yesh lomar, although I must say that I'm not sure I understand the Rajba ad hasof. This is a very famous Rajba. It's all fleshing out that those lines in Tosos. But I can't say, I'll leave you off with what I'm struggling with the Hagdara. Maybe you'll help me sharpen the Hagdara over here. The Rajba says, V'yesh lomar, d'kula mil salam mishum shlichusu, el mishum l'shma.
Right,
The stama kishalol lishma mishum stam ishlav gerish and kaimi. We're going to get to that in a moment and bring that point out because it's a very, very sharp raya. Zok deheliger Rashba, that over here he stands by his guns. The Gemara chafal chafes is muchrach. The fact that a guy is only possible because adaita denafshei, not because he's not bnei krisus, shows us that ksiv is an entirely different world. Our Gemara didn't mean classic shlichus. The Gemara never meant to equate v'kasav to v'nasan. V'kasav v'nasan never meant to be equated. V'nasan is a chiyuv on the baal. Mitzvah, if you will, it's all on his guf. V'kasav, according to Tosis, is even referring to the sofer. It's not on his guf at all. It's referring to the sofer. Our Gemara said, you need a shlichus? The Gemara didn't mean shlichus. The Gemara meant a totally different thing. The Gemara wasn't talking about the words v'kasav. The Gemara was talking about the word law. Chazal darshan, l'kasav law, is l'shma. So it didn't mean to refer to those words. The other Rishonim will understand that our Gemara, it all comes back to the psukim. The Gemara is being magdir apasuk. It's not in the air. So it all comes down to the pasuk. Moreno of Shechter, I remember when we were doing, it wasn't even a classic gittin or kedushin where you could always start from the pasuk. I think it was in Bava Metzia, Rav Shechter would start for 3 months straight in Shir. He would start, the Pasuk says, Mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem, and the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Hamotz micha ve'erol v'raya. And now we have a case of Shnai Mos and Betalis. It took him 4 sentences to get into the Shalos Tshuvas, in 4 sentences, but he would always start from the Pasuk, and then he would say, the Nara Gemara says, and then, so that was a tremendous, tremendous lesson for me, that it starts from the Pasuk. So what we're being mefalpel now in the Rajba is really, what does the Pasuk mean? Because of Sefer Krisis v'nasan, v'nasan biyada, what does that pasuk mean? So the answer is the other Rishonim are going to learn that our sugya is about the word v'kasav, while the Rajba is going to say, no, it's not about the word v'kasav. V'kasav is asayfer koi. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about here on law. Here what we're talking about is law, la l'shma. So the problem of our sugya is that if you're not going to have the shlichus, so then you're going to have the problem, then you're going to have, you need shlichus for the l'shma. What does it mean you need shlichus for the l'shma? Doesn't mean classic shlichus. What it means is you need to hear that the Baal wanted to be megarish. Then the Rajba, we'll get back to our sugya shortly. Then the Rajba brings a very important shas raya from a sugya in Zavachim. You don't need to know Zavachim for this. He says, "V'kaimalon d'stama kishalolishma mishum d'stam isha lav legerish and kaima." If you have someone that writes a get where there wasn't a tzavas habal, then we would assume that it wasn't lishma. Why? Because in general, a woman is not omedes legerishin. A woman is, you could explain it very different ways. One way of explaining it is a woman is a chazaka, that she is a married, a happy married woman, and her husband is happy and she's happy, they're happily married, and a woman is la legerishin kaima. The whole tafkid of nesuin was not to create gerishin with all the beautiful hezberim that Reb Tzvi gave. But at the end of the day, what the tafkid clearly wasn't gerishin. So therefore, isha is lav gerishin kaimi. Where does this come up, that isha is lav gerishin kaimi? So it comes up in a fascinating sugi in the beginning of Zvachim and Tedud, Reish Zvachim, Daik Nes Nisan. Ta'kosev tov segit in sarashin in acham makom ish destama shlo lishma kai. So Gemara says, if you're writing a get, we're not going to say stam lishma. The Mishnah says, "Call on Zvachim Shnisbuchu Shlo Lishman Ksheirin El Shlo Ola Bailam Hashem Chova Taima Dinisbuchu Shlo Lishman Hastaman Kilishman Havit." So if a Kayin shechts a carbon, the Kayin standing there in the base Hamigdash, he shechts a carbon, but he's facing out. So in such a case, but he didn't have kavana that this is going to be l'shem Ashlamim, and it was really a chatas, or that he has kavana that it's going to be chaschili worse for avodah zarah. We don't assume all those things. We say stam lishma. Why? The carbon was already designated for it. The coin standing in the base of Mish, you could explain it probably in different ways. But at the end of the day, everything's been going in that direction. The Bailam brought it. Everything was pushing this direction. Isha that's married, there was nothing that was pushing in this direction towards Gerishin. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara answers that when it comes to Kachim is Stam on Lishma. But when it comes to Gerishin, so then an Isha is Lav Lishma Kali. So says the Rajba brilliantly. So Rajba says, so that what I just summarized is the Gemara. You could skip a couple lines in the Rajba. Isha b'stam l'gerishin kaimi bitmiya. The Gemara asks, is an isha stam amid l'gerishin? Da alma shamina mina di isha l'gerishin kaima tov se gitting sherim. So what's the clear in the Gemara? What's clear in the Gemara is that if a woman was legerish in kaima, so then in such a case, then you could write a get, and it would be kosher, even if you didn't have any type of minui shlichus. So we see from here that there's no need for minui shlichus. Tofse gittin. Very important, another important gittin term. Tofes is the general form. The toref is the names inside. So if someone is writing tofse gittin, so then in such a case, then if he writes also the name inside, so then it would have been kosher. But the problem is just that it's that stam and shelo lishma. Stam is going to be lo lishma. What's the reason stam and shelo lishma? The reason stam and shelo lishma is you didn't hear from the Baal that the marriage is going in the other direction. So if you don't, so then in such a case, then it's considered shelo lishma. So there's, it comes from the requirement of law. But at the end of the day, the fact that that you're not a shliach of the Baal, that's not going to be a problem. The only problem was the problem of lishma. So that, the Rajba says, is a gevaldige raya that he's right. And that therefore you have to turn our sugya on its head. Taisus on Daf Tes Amud Beis is definitely going to have our sugya to bring a raya from. But at the end of the day, you have the Stam Gemara in Zvachim, and you have the Gemara on Chafal. By the way, the Gemara in Zvachim is a Shver Gemara. If you want, I saw the Teretz Gittin in the beginning of the third parak tries to answer. I don't have a good Teretz for that Gemara. That Gemara is a very strong Raya. Mitzad Sheni, our Gemara seems to push in the other direction. Ad Kedei Kach, coming back to our Gemara, that our Gemara is pushing so strongly in the other direction. You know, the first time I learned this, I said, oh, Gishmak, it's totally in this, and that's our sugya. But I now realize, lo yaradti l'sof das harajba. By the way, look in the Rajba at the end, continue on. The Rajba quotes a Shitas HaRambam. There are some nice collector pieces as far as the sugya is concerned. But as you know, that my tafkin learning with you is to pick the salient pieces in Pshat and to work them through. The other Shitas, you could take a look at the Rajba at the end. In our Gemara itself, just in terms of really working it through, so but what does this mean? I realized that I didn't have the math clear according to the Rajba. What I mean by that is as follows. So now the Rajba says that's the way to be miyashiv all the sugyas. You need lishma, but the classic shlichus of shlichus with tnai and that will require b'nei krisis, that you're not going to need. Okay, so how did the Rajba read our Gemara? The Gemara says you did the shlichus, but there's no shlichus. What does the Gemara mean? You wrote the get, according to Rabba. You wrote the get, and so now you did the shlichus. But there's no shlichus. So what does Rabba mean that you're finished? What does Rashi mean? How would Rajba write the Rashi on our Gemara? How would he write it? You know when I realized this problem? I realized this problem 10 minutes before before Shir, I finally formulated to myself that, wait a second, I didn't. You could say over the words, and so you could look up a lot of things, and then just you didn't understand it out of self. What does the Gemara mean? So I printed out 10 minutes before Shir. I found that Rabbi Yitzchak Panovitcher, the great Sefer Yitzchak, we've mentioned him once before. He was one of the giants of. He was chavrusas with Reb Chaim. He was a miyuchad. So the Zecher Yitzchak says the following vort. He says that if you've done the shlichus of the Baal in this case, it means that you've followed the tzivui Baal. If you followed the tzivui Baal and you wrote the get lishma, so then, in such a case, if there is a new get that needs to be written, you need a new tzivui haba. Enechanami, it's not an idea that the shlichus was done, but it's a chisaron in the tzivui haba. What do I mean by a chisaron in tzivui haba? The baal was mitzaviyu. You wrote the get lishma, right? You did that. You did what he asked you to do. So then, in such a case, then you've done your shlichus, not in the vikasav sense, but you've written a kosh, you've written a get. Once you've written a get, so then in such a case, once the get is written, so then you can't write another get because you've done the tzivui haba. That's what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying that once you've done the tzivui abal, so then in such a case, then you've done the shlichus. Now, Rav Nachman's going to say, no, it has to be given. That's going to be the next shita. But at the end of the day, the tzivui habal has been done. So when Reuven tells you, write a get for my wife, did he say, write two get in lishma or one get lishma? He said, write one get. So if he says, write one get, so you've done the get. That's done. If you, another get is going to be written from the Baal, he has to say it. And Echanami, if the Baal had said, write two gitin, the Achronim discuss, in regards to Tosis and Shaila, but we're about to get to, that Achronim discuss, if he says two gitin, so then Echanami, then he's telling you to write two gitin l'shma. But if the Baal just says, write a get for me, that's what you're going to have to say. L'chura, according to the Rajba. Otherwise, I don't have a fantastic pshat. In other words, the Rajba clearly had a pshat, but he never circles back. The Rajba never circles back in this piece and says, and this is what the Gemara and Samach Gimel Amud Beis meant. From what I saw, he never circled back and was Masbir. So you have to say that's the Vart. That the Vart is that there's a Tzivui Abal for Lishma. That Tzivui Abal is created that way. Yes, Mayor? Okay. Are you want to say something? Yeah.
Can we just explain a little bit more? Why? Where do we find that the tzivui habal defines if it's lishma or not? We know it was lishma. I mean, even the Baal said they want. If it's an inyan of shlichos, then they're not.
You need
to
mean a
tzivui, so then you're not
right.
Acting as shliach. But
most achronim, I think I understand your question. Tell me if I didn't answer it. Most achronim understand the Rajba, that what the Rajba is saying is that we have a requirement of a tzivui abal to be sure that it was lishma, because isha lav legerishin kaima, until you hear it from the baal, you have to assume that isha is lav legerishin kaima.
So here he heard from the baal,
right,
and they just lost it, but the tzivui abal is to write again.
Oh, so the zeich, that's where the zeich yitzchak is saying a chiddush. That according to Rajba, you did the tzivui abal. Once you did the tzivui abal, so then in such a case, then there's nothing more to discuss.
It's no longer lishma.
No longer lishma, because he told you to write this one, not that one. So what Yoni's asking on this pshat is Yoni is saying, but the das habal didn't change, right? The das habal didn't change. So what's going on? But l'chura, the vart is that the tzivui habal was that the isha is legerishin kaimi for you to write this particular get. You're right. The pasha, and that's why I would have liked the Rajba to circle around at the say. You could say what we're saying, what the Zeichi Yitzchak is saying, is you like the Rajba to spell it out. But l'chura, that is the pshat. No, so what Yoni is saying is the Baal showed you that the Isha is not legerish, is legerish in Kaimur. So then, in such a case, then you could write 100 kitin. Or no. That's goofa what our Sugya's Mechadish. Tosas brings up a issue that comes up a lot in the poskim, so we'll just touch on it. We're not learning the poskim. The Tosdi or Masal Kosim and Nosim, this is the second topic for today. Tosas says a fascinating observation. Tosas says, Nira Lari, Hecha Delo Nevar Get, Elamish Mesupakim Nasa Kitikunim Lav, De Ein Lasus Acher, Shere Asu Shlichusan Imu Kasher. So it's a very, very fascinating Tosas. Tosas says, if we have a problem, whether you're going to explain it like the Rajba, or you're going to explain it like others, that there's a tzivui abal for one get, or that you need shlichos for each minui haget, because ksivas haget is a full maisa that's done by the baal. However, you're going to be masbir, at the end of the day, says Tosas, that the moment in which you wrote the get, but you have some type of suffix of whether it's done properly, so then in such a case, then you can't do anything. So that creates a massive halachic quandary. And this, by the way, takes up space. I decided not to give you Mari Makomos, the Divrei, Sefer you have, let's see, what's it called? Divrei Yaakov? Dvar Yaakov? Yeah. Dvar Yaakov. So Sefer Dvar Yaakov, I think he lives right here, if I'm not. No, he's definitely in Yerushalayim. He might be even in this neighborhood. Anyhow, so he collects, you know, all the ktsaises and the nesivises of different shilas that come up of when you have a get that's not that has a safek, then you're really, really stuck until you have a new tzivui haba. And this sometimes is a very, very big deal. Rav Michal Zilberman came last time the Kol was learning Gittin, and he pointed out in Halach Lamaisa, especially when recalcitrant husbands, to get them to get a tzivui habal is a big deal. He talks about traveling to ends of the world to they corner the guy in a hotel lobby somewhere, three mafia guys surrounding him and they corner him. So unfortunately there are people in Brooklyn who did worse. They actually beat up the husband, which was illegal and the wrong thing to do considering Din de Malchusa and so on. But it's to get a baal, just to give it tzivui once. So what happens if you have a baal tzivui once and then he makes a mistake? And one time made a mistake. It happens that the sofer, that's why they don't use me for a sofer for a get. One time in a ksuba, it's possible that the rav can make a mistake. But if you have and gittin were so machmir. In gittin were so machmir. So any type of suffix, you're gonna want to fix it up. You want to fix it up. Boom, you're all stuck. This sugya has created a massive problem. La halacha. There's a tremendous amount of literature from the poskim in terms of halacha lemaisa in this. So therefore, Tosis's eitzah is exactly what Yoni and I brought up. Tosis's eitzah is the Baal should say as many gittin as you want. We have to ask Rabbi Zilberman what he does. But as many gittin as you want, right? And that's all under my shlichus, all under my tzivui habal. I'm sure they have these lashonos already finely tuned. And that's what Tosa says. I did find that the Riaz, if you take a look in the Rif, the Riaz learns differently. The Riaz, in the Dapim of the Rif, in your grandfather's Gemara, it's on Chaf Tes. So you have the Lashon Riaz. There's Beis. In Beis, in the Shilta Gibarim, they quote the Rush. The Rush essentially says like Tosos. Let's zip through it. Os Beis in the... And then there's the Riaz afterwards. So the Beis in the Shilta Gibarim says, Kasav HaRush, V'chein Hilchasa, Dib Nevad Aget, Kaisen Kam Epamim, Miyum Lo Nevad, Umesupakin, Imu Kashrim Lav. So where he now is talking Lefi Rav Nachman. That the halacha is that if it's nevad, you could write lots of times. Miu, so the Rush adds something that we didn't spell out according to Tosas. This is going to be a problem even according to Rav Nachman, because even if the you need to give the get, nevertheless, it's only if the get was lost that Rav Nachman said that you could give it again, you could write again. Miu lo nevad, but if you did the shlichus. Then it's going to be kosher with those chumras. This brings out the point that Rav Miller emphasizes in Hilchos Kashrus that needs to be emphasized very much. Mirtzah Hashem, you'll be mechanchim or rabbanim, and for that matter, parents, is not to confuse your talmidim and your children. What's meikur dedina and what's a chumra? So Rush is emphasizing, the get is kosher, mikud didina. Okay, you have a chumrah. The food is kosher. Okay, we eat mahadrin. But Rav Miller has a mesorah from Shlomo Zalman. If it's going to go in the face of Shalom Bayis, so then in such a case, of course, then Shalom Bayis wins. Shalom Bayis is going to trump. The food is kosher. It's just a mahadrin. So that's here, the get is kosher. It's a mahadrin. So if it's a mahadrin, so then in such a case you can't rewrite the get. The get is kosher. You did the shlichus. Lefichach tov lahanik shiomer abal sover leidin lichtov lachtom achi get kosher ledaitam blishom safik upikbuk. So that's the Rush and Tesis. The Riaz says the same, starts the same way. Haomer leidin kisu tenu get lishdi kisu get pasul oishay get kosher veibed mehen hare elu kosen chosun get acher vafilu ad mei pam shlogam shlichusan achi giuhu. Liada isha ve'ein srichin lito rishus me'abal pam shnia. That's Rav Nachman. Ve'nira be'einai. The Riaz says she'afim no lehem shum gigum beget or afilo ayeget kashav yadam yicholin lichtov get acher l'sito l'isha b'li rishus habal kimevuar. I asked Rav Bednarsh what these Rashi tables are. Bekuntris harayos. That's what he said. It's that the Riaz, they have it in there. I checked.
Yeah.
I guess I checked too old of an oz v'hader Gemara. Because I checked those v'hader, but Kuntres Harayas, there is a separate sefer called the Piskei Arid, Piskei Riaz. So in the back they have the Kuntres Harayas, but they actually don't have it on our perek. They have whatever the Riaz wrote more in a sefer called Kuntres Harayas. So what is this sheet of the Riaz? The Riaz holds like this: The Riyadh holds, it seems like the machlokus is that it's this chakira. Maybe this is the makar. For those people who think that mahadrin is not, if it's not mahadrin, it's not kosher, maybe they have a riyaz. And riyaz and gittin seems to say that way. You didn't do the full tzivui abal, you didn't do the full shlichus, unless it's written like the custom of all the hilchos of those who write gittin. So whatever the standard is, so then that's the standard for everybody, so then you didn't do shlichus abal. While the standard balitosis hold, no, the standard balitosis hold that you've done, it's kosher, the get is kosher, then you've done the shlichus abal. So that's a fascinating question. This is not involved with the machlokas rabba of Nachman. In other words, even according to Rav Nachman, once the get is kosher, so the get is kosher, then that part of the tzivui has been taken care of. That part of the shlichus has been taken care of. In a chanabi, there's a nunas sina that needs to be done. But then you're going to be caught in the quandary that you haven't finished it altogether. So, in other words, that you have the get that was already written. You can't write it again. But now you don't want to give it because of the mahadrin. So says the Riyaz, the Mahadran becomes the reality. The Mahadran becomes the reality. While the Bali Tosfos and the Rush, they go with the Pashtus. No, it doesn't. The Mahadran doesn't change the reality in terms of the Sivu Yabba. Okay.
Would that relate to the Machlokas by Sukkah? With all the dinim there, and with whether if the Chazal institute something.
In which Sivu are you talking about in Sukkah?
There's also every Tosfos from the beginning of Sukkah that talks about this issue.
On the bottom of Amud Aleph,
I think I think in Sukkah it says that something about that once, or there's also a Mishnah in Sukkah. I don't remember exactly where that. Mm. Once Chazal Misakin something.
Sure.
If you don't.
Sure. You have a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you once Chazal or Misakin that you need to read Kriya Shema before Chatzos. You're not Yotze Kriya Shema if you read after Chatzos. So I think that Tosfos is also that type of issue, if I'm not mistaken.
It's also Mishnah.
Right. So what Eli is asking is maybe is that totally in this? So it could be this is a local shaila in terms of tzivui, even though I dramatized it by using Mahadran because that was the best contemporary example. But it could be that this is a local din in regards to get, or you could say that it's part of the broader issue. But there's no echreach. This is where the words of the Rishonim are holy. There's no echreach in the Rishonim that they ever connected it to the broader issue. So it sounds like it's a local din in get, but it's a good. Right now, it seems to be a mashal. What you're saying. Okay, so topic number one was the Rajba, the Totsos of that. Topic number two is this. Is this fascinating machlokas, which there are many achronim about how to be magdir, discussions with dine mamonos, the same thing by dine gittin, etc., etc. That's issue number two. That's topic number two. And topic number three that comes out of our sugya is a fascinating nesivus and Rabbi Chanan's bomb kash on the nesivus from our Gemara. Yeah, sure, please. Yes. Yes. So I thought.
Let's say they wrote it before they gave it to Suffolk King. Maybe every reader could rewrite it. Did he give it yet?
I didn't think so.
In year 89, after Noah, I'm get Kashmir Yavim.
I'm sorry, where are you reading? In Tosas, the Rush, the Riyaz?
We're wrapping the Riyaz.
Okay. I don't have the words near Be'inai, I don't think. Oh, do I? Yeah, I do. V'nir Be'inai, sh'afim no lem shum gim gum beget, o afil ha'yeget kasha b'yadam, v'cholun lichtov get acher. Right, so it was still in their hands.
No, I'm saying that's the first case when it had shum gim gum, that was when they already gave it to me.
I don't think so.
O afil ha'yeget kasha b'yadam.
I don't think so.
But it's Oafilu. How do we mean Oafilu? Oafilu means even if it was in my hands.
No.
First case wasn't in my hands.
No. I read that in the first case there was a real Gimgum. And Afilu was, the Afilu was a Get Kasha.
What's the other? Afilu I Get Kasha.
Yeah, for some reason they want to write it another Get.
So you're talking that cases will be masculine. If you're holding the Get, you didn't do your Shikas yet, so you can write a new one.
No, so that's, I read the Tosas held that even if you're still holding on to the get, that you're in a quandary.
That's, you rip it out. If you rip it out, you don't
think you what's that?
In the Shiva's Ksiva Vinicina, so if I haven't given it, you have to rip it out and write a new get.
Oh, so that is a question that the Achronim discuss. That the Achronim discuss. And that might touch on what I'm about to get into now, And that is, how do you separate, what is the connection between the tzivoy of the ksiva and the tzivoy of the nesina? But I read Tosas and the Rush that we were talking about that he had not given it yet. That's how I had read. The Lashon of the Rush. Imiu im lo nevad. Umisupakin imu kasher im lav. And the Riaz is clearly disagreeing with that. So I read that was a quandary. It could be I'm wrong. It could be I'm wrong. If you find someone that
disagrees. What would you say according to the Riaz if you already gave it to the Isha? There was a get that was. I think
then according to Riaz, it could very well. Even according to Riaz, that wouldn't be.
Yeah?
Even according to Riaz. I'm not sure. It's a nice question. I'm not sure. Didn't think about that enough. It's a nice question. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Yes, ma'am. Zaki could do a better job than me. Well, we're at Masupik now, Zach. We left off with a suffix whether the Riaz would say that when he wrote, if they wrote it and gave it to the Isha, would the Riaz still say that since there was a Gim Gum on the Get, you could still write it again? Or was Tosas and the Rush and the Riaz only talking about a case of where he had already written the Get and still had not given it? I had assumed that according to Tosas and the Rush, which is an assumption, I had assumed that Tosas and the Rush were talking about where the fellow had written the get, right, but hadn't necessarily given it. But if he had given the get, then it would be Pashat, even according to Rav Nachman, then in such a case you can't go back.
There are more Paskins after a case where they didn't give it yet.
Says here in the Riyadh,
so that works.
The Ramah says explicitly in this that Shulchan Aruch, so he seems to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Rush. Then the Ramah says right there, and in parentheses, he's quoting the Shulchan Aruch, but I think says the same thing as the Riyadh.
Okay.
That you could give Shnehem. That is beforehand, if the Eidim by themselves decide there's a Chumrah that's lacking, they could write one and give Shnehem, give both.
Right.
Gittin, right. It seems like it's limited to Dafka when they could give both Gittin. And then the Gra points out
that. And that would be, but they never said the Riaz, your point is that they didn't never said the Riaz once it was given.
Correct.
Right, so that's.
But the Riaz says that straight
even
out.
Even though we're Matthew, once you give it, says, if you don't give it, everybody needs to do it.
I feel like I get Kusher Biyadam.
There are two Ramas.
He wanted to be mafakir. That's how I read it. He wants to say Gim Gum is a different case. He wants. Okay, so it sounds like the Chevra is agreeing with me, but I like how you stopped at that. The way Yitzchak read it by Biyadam is he read that Gim Gum was a different case. That's how Yitzchak wanted to say. Okay. That's kaf melchamta shel Torah. Okay, topic number three. So we're going with our pshat as of now, and Reb Tzvi brought me a shtickle raya. Okay. Yes, that Raj was very interesting. That was one of the marmakomos that I had in mind, that I was thinking about, when I said there's a lot of stuff on this, that Ramo was what I was thinking about. Okay. Topic number three. There is a fascinating nesivus about the case that our sugya starts out with, even though he's really not talking at all about this. Nesivus is in Resh Mem Gimel Siv Katan Vav. The nesivus is talking about the concept of Kisvu Tnu, which happens to be what our sugya is also talking about. Kisvu Tnu, that if the Baal says, write and give the get, so then in such a case, then the Nesiva says, then the Gemara, we have many cases of Shlichus. You have a Shlichus in which the Baal says, give, write, and give. And our Sugi also, if you notice from Rashi, that's what our Sugi was also talking about. It was talking about Kisvu Tznu. That's what our Sugi was talking about. So the Nesiva asks the following Shas Kasha. He's talking about the Sugi of Dover Shalo Baal Olam. There are many times that the problem of Dover Shalo Baal Olam rears its head. For example, just as a mashal ba'alma tosis in ksubis, says, how could a chassan write a ksuba and be meshabbing himself if he doesn't have all that money? He writes all the money in the ksuba, he doesn't have all that money. So I said that tosis at my chassan's tish. That was my chassan's tarus, it's on that tosis. And the answer Taisus gives is you're meshabed yourself, you meshabed your guf. So Rav Ranspiegel was there. A few moments later, Rav Schechter came, and I discussed that nesivus. There's a nesivus on that with him. But Rav Ranspiegel was there while I was saying it, and Rav Ranspiegel screamed out. He said, "He becomes an eved. He becomes an eved." That's what the Taisus is saying. He becomes an eved. Rav Ranspiegel had a real sense of humor. The husband becomes an eved to his wife. That moment in which he's meshabed himself to ksuba, he becomes an eved to his wife. He's meshabed. That's Taisus's lashon. So davish la ba'olam, you often have to ask yourself, how does this work if it doesn't? There are things that don't exist. So Nesivus asks, every case of kisvu tenu is a davish la ba'olam. He says, so you could say to the guy kisvu, how can you say to him tenu? It wasn't yet written. So if you did it, you'd say to him kisvu, and then you say to him later on tenu. So then both are bala olam. Then kisu you could say, that's not a problem, davar shel ba'olam, but the tenu, that's a problem. So the Nesivus then pulls out, he says, an interesting chiddush. So this Nesivus starts in Reish Mem Gimel Vav, and then he continues on in this edition, it's Kuf Tzadi Zayin, and then Kuf Tzadi Ches, he gives the following yisod. He says that you have to say that when the Baal is being mitzave his wife, the Baal is being mitzave his wife with kisvu tnu, he's not giving two separate sivuim, kisvu and tnu, but rather what the Baal is doing is he's being mitzave him to be megarish his wife. It's not two different things. It's not a sivu and kisvu, it's a sivui to be megarish his wife. By the way, that sounds like closer to the Rajva's understanding kisvu. The more and more you understand that ksiva requires a shlichus from the Baal, so then it's not just stam that he's being garish wife. No, the sound, that works nicely with the Rajva. There's a sivui about that my isha is now the garish and kaimi. But the closer you are to the other rishonim, then the sivus's teretz is a little bit more difficult. But so let's just see those words inside. V'hadimani shlichus beget on page kuf tzadiches. So the Nesivus' holy words are a little bit better than the way I said it. He says, what he's saying is, you're becoming me, and you will do everything as a clone of me. Okay, all right, maybe my ha'ara falls away. Well, okay. Well, I'm a kabbal for now. Okay, I'm a kabbal for now. Yafe. So that's the Nesivus's teretz. So Rabbi Chanan, as well as Rabbi Chanan quotes the same yisod from Noda Yehuda. And Rabbi Chanan, not in Kovetz Shiurim in Gittin, but in Kovetz Biurim in Gittin, asks the following kasha on the Nesivus. Rabbi Chanan asks, our Gemara is beferish against it. Because if the vart is that you're being mamanehim to divorce, so then in such a case, then what's the problem, according to Rabbah, that you did the shlichus on the ksiva? The whole assumption of our sugya was that you have a ksiva, there's a shlichus on the ksiva, and there's a shlichus on the sina. The machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rabbah, now we get to crunch the machlokus, Rav Nachman and Rabbah, this might have been bothering you earlier. The nekudas ha-machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rabbah is whether you look at these sivuyim as incomplete until the last one is done, or as two separate things. Rabbah holds you look at them as separate things, ksiva and sina. Or Rav Nachman says, no, you look at it as one thing. But at the end of the day, it has two parts to it. One part is ksiva, and the other part is nesina. Frek Rabbi Chanan Zechet Zayin Kodesh Avrach, if that's so, then the Nesivus' holy yisod falls away. What was the whole Nesivus' holy yisod? Nesivus said that I'm making you a shliach. as Meir pointed out, of Shluch Hashem Kemoso to do the Gerushin. So then in such a case, then the Gerushin is not complete, L'kulei Alma, until the get is given. So what are Rabbi and Rav Nachman arguing about? And if you read Rav Nachman carefully, even Rav Nachman is not arguing about that the ksiva is a separate stage. Rav Nachman is just saying the tzivui wasn't complete until you do both stages. While Rabbi is saying the tzivui was complete when you do the ksiva. That's their machlokas, whether it's complete or not. But everybody holds it's a separate stage. If everybody holds a separate stage, so then it's hadra kushila duchte. Then the nesivas kasha starts again. Nesivas kasha was that the nesina is on a davar shalol balolam. What's the nesivas answer? Nesivas answer is no, it's not a davar shalol balolam. Why? Because it's a tzivu on the entire gerushin. L'kulei alma. Then that means that Rabbi and Rav Nachman don't know what they're talking about, which is a pretty tough way to end the sugya. But that's so Rabbi and Rav Nachman do know what they're talking about. But Rav Chanan has a bomb kasha on the Nesivas. That's the bomb kasha. Well, at the core, why I enjoyed this so much is this Rav Chanan's kasha really helped me flesh out what is going on between Rabbi and Rav Nachman, what's not going on. The chura from Rabbi and Rav Nachman we see is that when a Baal says kisvu tnu, the Baal is giving a tsiva for ksiva, the Baal is giving a ksiva for nesina. The question is whether there's any part of the shlichus that has been completed with the ksiva. Rabbah says yes, Rav Nachman says no. Im kainim advarim, so then in such a case we get back to the problem of davar shelo bala olam. That was the beautiful logical thing that we get stuck with. Okay, Rabbosei Mirtze Hashem, Sunday, I want to give you some work to do. It's going to be deceiving. I'm going to give you a beautiful set of marimakomos on Dover velo chatzi dover, which is the first part of the Mishnah that Tosis brings up, which is a beautiful sugya, which touched on it a little bit in Cheskes Abatim. Dover velo chatzi dover, and that is a nice, cute, beautiful, beautiful sugya. Then the next one is, of course, real tochen of the Mishnah, Rav Huna Rav Chisda. And aside from the tochen of the Mishnah, as analyzed by Rav Huna Rav Chisda, there is a lot of the Mishnah in classic Yesodos that Rav Miller Shlita touched on in his Shir Klali, in terms of the requirement of Edus by Get, by Shluch HaLekabal, and so on. So, what I recommend is, if you're able to don't just follow the Marmakomos if you can. Now, it's obviously what I'm going to discuss in Shir should be step one, but don't be entirely bound to that, and try to get as far as you can all the Tosis in on the Amud. So Sunday I'm going to do Davar L'Chatzi Davar. Wednesday we're going to start the Mishnah. I haven't decided whether we're going to go to Rav Huna or Rav Chisda first, or we're going to do more on the Mishnah about Eidos in general, because a lot of issues of Eidos come up in the Mishnah. But either way, my bakasha for you is try to get a little bit of ahead of even Sunday's shir. Okay, so to try to do the Marim Kos, I'll give you tomorrow Bli Neder, but also try to get through as much as you can on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, which is quite intense. Yeah. And next year will be Sunday in your session.